Well, good morning. Welcome. Good to see you this morning. If you're new or visiting today, my name is Mike Warren. I'm the vicar here at St. Peter's. Now, this morning, we need to travel back in time. Back in time to meet Zechariah and his wife, Elizabeth. Good morning. Welcome. It's good to see you this morning. My name's Zechariah, and I used to dress like that, but I thought you'd laugh if I dressed like that this morning, so I've adopted your dress code today. And there's my wife, Elizabeth. Anyway, as you've already heard, something terrifying, something amazing, something wonderful, something beautiful happened to me the other day. In fact, it was some time ago now. But actually, you know, what happened to me wasn't all about me. It wasn't even all about my son, John. What happened was really all about God's son, Jesus. And it was also about you. You people sitting here today in St. Peter's, Tunbridge Wells. It was about you as well. And it was something beautiful, terrifying, amazing, wonderful for you. But I'm rushing ahead of myself now. Let's go back to John. My son, John. There he is. You call him John the Baptist. Elizabeth and I, well, we just called him John. When John grew up, people thought he was a bit odd. He wore clothes made of camel's hair, very, very itchy. And he ate locusts and wild honey. But he did what the prophets and the angel Gabriel had said that he would do. He turned people's hearts back to God. He prepared people for the coming of God's Son on earth. He said they needed to repent, to turn back to God, to stop living for themselves and start living for God. And John baptized them in water. That's why you call him John the Baptist, I suppose. He baptized people, he washed them in the river to show that God would forgive them, that he would wash away all the bad things that they had done. And you know what? A lot of people did turn back to God. They were ready for Jesus when Jesus came. I wonder, tell me, can you think of some people who were ready, who did turn and were ready for Jesus? I'll give you a clue. This silly thing's not working well. Give you a clue. Who was ready and welcoming to Jesus when he came? Any suggestions? His mum and dad, they were certainly ready, weren't they? Yeah, who else was ready? The shepherds were certainly ready. They were filled with joy, weren't they? Yeah, who else? Simeon, yes. What about later on? Can you think of people? The wise men, yeah. What about later when Jesus grew up? Who was ready for him then? The disciples, yeah. Well, certainly 11 of them, yeah. Anybody else? Oh, you need to read through your Gospels again, you people there at St. Peter's this coming year. There are lots of people, weren't there? Think of Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And of course, yes, the disciples. The woman at the well, do you remember her? And the centurion. And the man born blind. And then the 72 that Jesus sent out. So lots of people were ready for Jesus. But you know what? Other people rejected him. They rejected John, and then they rejected Jesus. And in fact, there was one bloke called Herod, and his wife Herodias, who hated my boy so much, because he told them what they were doing was wrong, that they cut his head off. They killed him. And then the religious leaders went after Jesus. They planned to kill him too. And Jesus knew that one day they would succeed and he would be killed. But he told everyone that after he had been killed, he would rise again and he would go back to heaven where he had come from. And here's the thing I want to say to you people there at St. Peter's this morning. Jesus said that one day he would come again. No one knows when, not even Jesus himself. Only God the Father knows when. But one day he will come in his glory, in the glory of the angels and his Father. Will you be ready? Will you be ready for Jesus Christ when he comes back to this earth and becomes the King of everyone, everywhere? Do you remember my son, John the Baptist? He brought people back to the Lord their God so that they were ready for Jesus when he came the first time, when he came as a baby. Now I want to ask you, have you turned back to God? Stop living life for yourself, living life for Jesus, so that you're ready for when he comes back in his glory. Are you prepared? A long time ago, your vicar, Mike, he lived in North London. Before his daughter Ruth was born, he lived there with Sarah and Emma when she was a little baby. And one week, they went off on holiday. They locked up their little house and went off on holiday. Packed up the sun cream and the t-shirts and the shorts and the nappies for Emma and lots of snacks for the journey and went off and enjoyed a lovely holiday. When they came home, Mike unlocked the front door and started to unload the car. And then something odd. He noticed that the lamp on the table in the hallway was on its side. And then he noticed that the phone was missing. He went into the lounge and the television wasn't there. He went upstairs and the drawers were all open and there was mess all over the place. And the kitchen window at the back there was wide open. He realized he'd been burgled. Someone had broken in and stolen lots of things. Now, what do you think he'd have done if he'd known that the burglars were coming? Well, I'll tell you what he'd have done. He wouldn't have gone away. In fact, he'd have got all his mates from Oak Hill College to come down and they'd have been there with a welcome party. Jesus told a story a bit like that. He said, "You must be ready because you do not know when the Son of Man will come. You must be ready because the Son of Man will come when you do not expect him." How do you get ready? Well, you do what John said. You turn to Jesus now and prepare your hearts for him. You ask him to forgive you for all the wrong things you've done, to wash away all those wrong things, for ignoring him, for living as though he were not there. And then you live your life to please him, to thank him, to enjoy him, be with him day by day. You know, way back when my boy had been out in the desert preaching, no one expected Jesus to come. No one expected the Son of God to arrive, but he did. And my boy John prepared people for his coming. That was what you call Christmas. But today, now, you people in that 21st century, there in Tunbridge Wells, please get ready for Jesus to come again. You do not know when it will be. Today, tomorrow, 100 years' time. But because you don't know, you must always be ready. And hopefully when Jesus comes, you will be ready. And he will say to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Welcome into my eternal kingdom. Let's pray. Our loving Father, we thank you that you sent Jesus into this world all those years ago, and we thank you that John the Baptist prepared people's hearts for his coming. Our Heavenly Father, as we read again and hear again the Christmas story, we pray that you would prepare our hearts for Jesus' return. Help us to turn to him. Help us to receive his love and his kindness that washes away all our wrongdoing. And please help us to live lives from this day on that serve and please and honor him. And we ask this in his powerful name. Amen.